Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show. Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. Today I have the pleasure to speak with an amazing couple who have just completed our January 2019 challenge with exceptional transformations. Welcome, Shane and Nikki McIntosh.
Hi, Helen.
Firstly, congratulations to you both on top 50. Fantastic effort.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Amazing. We were pretty excited about the news because this challenge has been one of many, but having been in the Platinum Challenge, I suppose we found it a different focus. So for us, it wasn't about the end result or the end of the 12 weeks. It was actually about the journey that we're on and the journey that we're on together.
That is so good. It's so good to hear. And top 10, Nikki?
Oh!
So we can't leave that bit out of it.
Well, that phone call was one that I certainly wasn't expecting at all. Honestly, I mean, as you would know, yeah. The response was, pretty shocked.
I so wanted to ring you both when you hit top 50. I'm like, oh, my God. I was just excited as you were.
Yeah, so it was amazing. And I suppose it's been, I'm sort of an under-the-radar kind of person. I just get in, get the job done. So to be hearing it from other people and other people celebrating my success, I've actually found it a little bit tricky, especially when I've turned up and unbeknownst to me, Shane had actually celebrated with our trainer. So then when we turned up to training that following day, he had a ripper of a training session in store for us. He said, well, top 10s can do anything.
They certainly can. Just tell us, how did you initially find the challenge? Like, as in, where did you first hear about it and how long ago?
Where did we first hear about it? It was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Online, was it?
Well, it was funny because we had seen it online. We were ready to make a change. We were ready to do something. And it just happened to be that our trainer had just trained somebody who had got into the top 10. Yeah. So when we were talking about it, he said, oh, yeah, I know what that program is. And he had sort of endorsed it as well. So he said, yeah, go for it. And then at that point, we were just... And it was the May 2017, I think, was our first one. So, again, we just went, right, it falls between our two birthdays. Let's do it. Let's do it for our birthday. So Shane went into the gym. We signed up. He got me personal training sessions for my birthday and the challenge. And we haven't really looked back.
That is so good. It really is. It's a lovely present and it's something that's not wasted. It's something that you can get a lot of value out of.
Yeah.
Did you find that present was enough for you? It was like exactly what you wanted?
Oh, it was exactly what I needed.
Yeah, more needed than wanted.
Than one, because being a new mum at the time, there was a lot given from Shane from that aspect. It was like, no, he was pushing me out of the house. This is your time. So to see it differently, and so it wasn't no mum's leaving the family. It was this is your time. So go and do that every single day. And it was a non-negotiable in our household.
Oh, so good.
Kept that going. So Shane has got up at ridiculous hours to go to the gym because that's when he prefers to train, Whereas I'd rather go in the gym when there's nobody there. So
hence, nobody there when I go.
Yeah, well, at 4:00 in the morning. But so that early afternoon before school pickup, Shane will come home from work and I'm very fortunate that we have the flexibility to be able to do that.
And you have the support too of each other. I think that's a big part of it too. It's great that you're doing it as a couple, but to be able to support each other, you know, you come home, Shane comes home and off you go and he looks after the house and it fits in really well with both of you.
Yeah, and we certainly found that too in terms of meal planning. We like to keep it simple.
Yeah.
So the meal prepping to be able to do the mats and the maxines at the same time works extremely well. Just having it prepped in the fridge and you can get your own quantities out that suit your own purposes. But we've found meal prep is certainly the way to go because with a young family, if we didn't have it ready, that's perhaps what's got us into trouble in the past. So knowing that that was a step forward and a necessity.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt another great story. Just wanted to jump in and say don't forget to like our podcast on iTunes and please leave us a review. If you're finding it interesting, share it with your family and friends. We love your feedback. And now back to today's podcast.
Forward and a necessity.
Yeah. So how old are your kids?
So they're now 4 and 7.
Oh my goodness. You got your hands full there.
Yeah, yeah.
And to take on a full 12-week challenge, you know, and be able to, because you guys didn't miss one session.
No.
One session.
No.
Everything.
Yes. So when we commit to something, we do it. It's like, yes, we're doing this. We even cleared our calendar to make sure. I mean, obviously there were a couple of family birthdays in there, but to even stand up and say, hey, no, this is so valuable to us that we'll just organise rather than it be a dinner out to celebrate the birthday for the family, let's go and meet at a playground. The kids would much prefer that. Or let's go to a play centre and celebrate there. So food perhaps wasn't the focus.
Yeah. So no excuses.
No.
Get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. It's funny how you just say, yes, no excuses, and that's it. It's just this, like you said, not negotiable.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have choices and it's just a matter of choosing what's, you know, priority at the time. Quite easily we could have easily just gone off and done something else, but...
And especially knowing, you know, at the end, towards the end of the challenge, our son ended up in hospital. Recovery wasn't as smooth as expected, but we knew he was going in. So we had prepped and we had our food with us and there was just no reason to not stick to it 100%. And then during recovery, I was 10 nights straight. Some nights I didn't get to go to bed. But again, that was just, this is only short term and we know it's not forever.
And it's just life. So, just things that come up that you just got to deal with in everyday life. So
great mindset, really is. It's just very strong. And it's me seeing the other side of it, that you, because you did the Platinum program, I could see every, you know, every day if I spoke to you or each week when you checked in, it was, oh, I did this, we did this together, we did that together, our son's in hospital, but still you didn't miss a day training. It's just, you just got it all done. And, yeah, credit to you. It's just both of you are just absolutely amazing. I mean, there's not many people that can say, I didn't miss a workout. My son was in hospital, but I still didn't miss a workout.
Yeah.
It just got done.
You just got to choose what your priority is.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, you only get one body to live in, don't you? So you got to look after it.
Yeah. And that's where we've sort of come to the point now that we've got so many people that we've been seeing at the gym for so long and they're making comments and they're seeing and they sort of said, well, you know, it's a credit to you. It's amazing. Wish we could do that. And we say, well, we can. And then we've also said, because our trainer has given us a lot of feedback from people that we know as well. And he said, well, it's just dedication, commitment, and consistency. Basically, they're the three things that those two are doing, because we're now known as the power couple or something, something like that. But the star pupils. So when they see us walk into the gym, because we even train together.
Yeah.
Hence, there's always a healthy competition happening in this family and the boys are involved in it as well. So mama's the winner chicken dinner, apparently.
Is that what the kids say?
That's what the kids say, yeah. That's what the boys say. And the funniest thing with the measurements, so we had done scale weight, we've done photos with you and we'd also done the measurements. Yeah. And I suppose the bonus of doing that, Shane was consistent on the scales and he said, ah, you got me on the scales. That's all right, I'll get you on the measurements. So we did our measurements separately and unbeknownst to him, 1 centimetre out, I winner again. And he's like, oh, no. He said, you know what, photos. Oh, well, then top 50 for both of us. And we're like, that's fantastic, awesome. And then to get that call and have to tell Shane, hey, I'm actually top 10.
Did you tell him straight away?
I did. Yeah. And he was actually in a meeting, so he didn't get back to me straight away, but that was good. And to have the support from Shane is it's amazing. So it keeps us going, healthy competition. And as a result, he said, okay, I'll just have to win the next one then.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which plan did you initially do? Like when you very first started in 2017, which plan did you start with?
Tone and Shape Beginner.
Yep, and just the premium plan?
Yes. Oh, yep. No, that was Platinum.
So you've done Platinum all along?
So I did platinum in 2017 as a beginner, and coming from no fitness after having two babies, all of terrible injuries. I couldn't recommend that enough because, as I've said to Helen many times, you can't hide. So, and you can say whatever you like on your feedback forms, and you could say, no, my nutrition is 100%, my training is 100%, but when you've got to take a photo and do your measurements, perhaps your training and your nutrition wasn't 100%.
I can tell here, you can see people's measurements and you can just tell, you know, my nutrition's 100%, but things aren't moving. Well, it can't be.
That's right. You can't out-train a bad diet.
No, exactly.
And it's really interesting the pressure you get from the outside world of people that a little bit won't hurt. Well, actually, we do know that a little bit will hurt and we're not prepared to sacrifice that. So you're only sort of lying to yourself, I suppose. So there's no point. So
lots of little bits soon add up to a big bit.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Literally a big bit.
A big bit, yeah. Well, the big bit got us to the start of these Max and Maxine challenges.
Are you loving our podcasts? If so, like, share and leave us a review on iTunes. This helps us continue to deliver you interesting content. Now back to it.
Maxine challenges.
Did you have any hurdles along the way, either of you?
Just little tweaks and injuries and stuff. Like nothing sort of major, we just had to modify training slightly where, you know, hips might be sore or whatever, or lower back or something. Like nothing sort of huge. And besides, you know, family, just fitting it all in. That's probably the only real, I guess, roadblocks or hiccups.
And the only other one I felt was the change in the nutrition. So the new nutrition for the Maxines. So we would do our meal prep, but the Maxes stayed pretty basic. So it was trying to work. And in the end, I did just revert back to the basic plan, and that's what worked for us.
Mm.
Yeah, to keep it consistency and just simple. Don't make it hard. It's not meant to be hard, doesn't need to be hard. So we just simplified it to make it to work for us.
Mm.
And the other hurdle was obviously your son in hospital. He's okay now?
Yeah. Yep. So his recovery is fine now. So we just had an unexpected recovery there, which we hadn't planned for, but that was fine. And then obviously our eldest son was feeling a little bit left out in that whole process. So he became a little bit more needy as well, but nothing, a few obstacle courses around a playground and didn't help. So he's like, every time we go to the playground, can you feel me? Can you feel me? And then, yeah, he wants a muscle pump at the end.
His own muscle pump, that is.
That is so good. It's so good to get the kids involved in it. So at such a young age.
Yeah. So they come to training with us on a Saturday. So we train with our personal trainer on a Wednesday and a Saturday. And so they love showing Coach Danny how strong they are. So it's really lovely. And even my son, he came home yesterday and he said, oh, Mama, I bought some lollies for you at the Mother's Day stall yesterday. He said, but I know that's not challenge food, so I'll have to take those for you.
Oh, goodness me. I love them. They're just so good, aren't they?
They are. They are.
Yeah.
They're all over it. They know exactly what's going on.
They do.
Yeah, I think bringing them up like from such a young age, teaching them health and fitness, it's great for them for their future.
But I think the biggest thing too was for them to see, because the boys hadn't really seen how strong I had become. So when they saw me doing a boxing session or I lifted some weights, they're like, wow. You know,
Mum,
you're so strong. So there's a big competition between sort of Shane and myself and the coach as well, because he's like, well, she's not far behind you.
No, he copped it the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, those big thick bands you use for assisted chin-ups and different things. He wrapped one around me and then made me push a sled with, 60 or 80 kilo or whatever it was, and he was dragging behind me and he was pulling on it so hard it snapped. And
oh, my God.
It's funny. He's got an injured hand at the moment.
Whoops.
Oh, my goodness. So, Nikki, you made top 10. And so you had the opportunity to become an ambassador, but you've sort of decided that you would prefer to continue on your journey instead.
I have. So some may see that as a selfish move, but the reasons that I joined the challenge was to turn my health and fitness around, and I absolutely love what I do, but that would mean that I wouldn't be able to participate in the next Platinum group, and at the moment I need that. I need that for my weekly check-ins and consistency, and I've given myself 12 months to, so not just a 12-week plan, but 12 months to turn my health and fitness around, and I think I'm doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah,
and
I think so too.
Absolutely loving it. So in a really good place, and that's why I didn't want to sabotage that. So I made the commitment to continue.
Yeah, it's a credit to you. It really is. It's really good. Shane, you birthday presents again this year. Here's another Platinum each.
Yeah, so Nick's just getting her birthdays a couple of weeks away. And, well, no, next week.
Next week.
So yeah. She's just received Platinum again, so which will be good. And I'll probably have to go find her some new gym gear because she's getting too small for existing gym gear. So she's not good. All good,
It will be great to have you both back again, because I really, each week, just looking at all your photos and checking in every single week without being prompted to do it, and everything was spot on. You're checking out all your measurements was all there. Everything was a spot on with you too. And it's just such a great, it was so good to open up your feedback each week and just look at it. It's all done, just all perfect. I've got a perfect little student.
we're the star students with Coach Allen.
Star pupils.
It takes a team, doesn't it?
But it doesn't. It's not that hard.
It's not hard at all. It's just, I think you've just got to be dedicated, and you guys are a dedicated couple. So you work together side by side as a team, and that's obviously what got you through, just to determination and working as a team. And yeah.
And it's also habits we found. Like, we just knew every Saturday morning we got up, we took our photos, we got ready for training, we went to training, we came home, we did all our results and submitted it, and then it was done.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. This is so good. The best tip for someone struggling? Hey guys, we interrupt today's podcast to give you a friendly reminder to share with your friends and family and like us on iTunes. Thanks. Yeah, this is so good. The best tip for someone struggling?
Focus on your own journey. Don't look at everybody else. Don't look for the excuses. Don't look for the reasons out or why it's not working for you or why it's not happening. Perhaps think about the reason you started in the first place. Put your blinkers on and off you go.
And it is a journey, and there is a process, and don't sort of, I guess, look at your results halfway. It's wait until you actually get to the end of the 12 weeks.
Mm.
Because a lot happens in those last couple of weeks for a lot of people. And so when you're actually kind of going through the process, and if you start looking at everyone else's results and all of a sudden someone's got ads and they got this and they got that, especially on the Facebook groups, or you get sucked into any of the negativity, then you can derail yourself pretty quickly.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, really, really focusing on your own journey and just, you know, keeping yourself accountable.
Yeah. So what now, apart from joining up again, any goals for the end of this challenge?
Got to get past Nick.
Oh, well, see, there's the competition again.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'm not into competition. I just like winning.
Mm. So just, work hard again and do your best and see where you go.
So stay 100% again, and I believe that we're in the headspace to do that. Our journey just continues, but I suppose in the gym is where we find the amazing things happen. So when your nutrition is 100%, you feel amazing, you're performing at your best, and so then you're seeing great results in the gym. So to think even just in that last 12 weeks where we started, and we did have a fitness base, but just each week our trainer was saying, you know, you're going from strength to strength. You're not even staying. There's no plateaus. You're just getting stronger and stronger. And we found then as a result there was little room for error, injury, because we had started with injuries and niggles.
Yep.
But to see that that didn't affect us whatsoever. So we might have just had to modify a few things because we aren't one of the young ones, but but you know, we see it as a lifestyle change. So
yeah,
if it's not something you can do moving forward, let's adapt it so we can.
And there's no, I don't think there needs to be any excuses. If you've got an injury, just work around it.
Yeah.
There's always other things you can be doing. It doesn't stop you forever training.
No, no. And they say, I mean, you keep your nutrition on track if you are injured, because your nutrition is 80% of your results.
Exactly. And, you know, then the mindset, keeping your focus, focusing on what really matters and what's, you know, keeping that positive mindset and attracting, I guess, the right results for yourself. And it happens. It's just a process.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've found that clean eating and good nutrition actually gives you a very clear mind. So, yes. You know, that keeps everything in perspective as well.
Mm. Yeah, that's really good. Well, I look forward to working with you again in how many days?
Well, it's not long now, is it? So we just had a grueling training session this morning again. So that was fun. And
you kept on track in between?
Like, yes. So I must say, and that's where I've always known my downfall, when I know I'm not accountable to anybody, it's just the nutrition side of things hasn't been amazing in that break, but our training has. We've still consistently trained. We haven't stopped.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But even adding a little bit of extra food into what the plan is now is putting a bit more fuel back in your body for when we do start, and then you can get stuck hard back into training again.
Yeah, yeah.
So even though you are still training now, just that little bit of extra fuel for your body is good for it.
Yeah. And we're sort of not being too hard on ourselves, knowing it was a short amount of time and your body does respond differently to different foods. So if we have got a bit of bloat there, we know within the first week of the challenge, it's gone. It'll be gone. So,
yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I really look forward to working with you both once again in 10 days' time.
Well, we're very excited. And so I can celebrate my birthday before we start.
Yeah, celebrate before you start.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a drink and have some cake and
there's
a bit of fuel and enjoy it. And we have some cracking training plans coming up for you for the next challenge.
Mm. And we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Been a pleasure.
All right, Hal. Thank you.
Talk to you again soon.
Okay, lovely. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.